lust or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Rob met a girl when he was at a wedding, actually, and would like to get a real date with this person beyond just the wedding hangout. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Yeah, so elaborate on this with us, if you will. You met Ashley at a wedding.
Yeah, it was actually my brother's wedding, so I was a groomsman, and I met her, and honestly, now that I'm thinking of it, I can't figure out why I'm not the best man.
So you were just a groomsman, not the best man.
That's a different day, but
it dawned on me.
Yeah, that might be make it right for another
exactly.
day. Yeah. Wow, okay.
So that's disappointing, but that's not the point of the story. So,
okay.
Oh, Lord. So I noticed Ashley when I was kind of up at the altar, and I spotted her sitting down, and she was a smoke show. So just a little bit after that, I found out she was actually a friend of the bride. So
nice. Okay. All right.
Let me tell you, she is just... she's just absolutely gorgeous, and she was wearing this, it was like a flowery kind of dress.
Yeah.
And I have a thing for a tattoo sleeve, and just very sexy.
Nice. All right. Wait, okay.
Calm down, pal.
I was trying to keep my eyes off her, but I could not.
Right. I understand why. So did you try to make a move?
Well, there's a little bit of it. So I, so she's hot, and we know this, but I spent most of dinner and summer reception just kind of scoping her out. So I was looking to see if she had a date because it was a big, it was a big kind of wedding. So he didn't know if he was disappeared. So I looked and walked by to see if she had a ring on. And anyway, she didn't have a date and she didn't have a ring on. So I just said, why not? I'll just give it a shot.
Good deal. Okay.
Good. There you go.
And I tried to play cool, went up, and I asked her if I could buy her a drink. And I said, hey, I know a guy. And I thought I was being cool, but, it was an open bar. So she just kind of, laughed and looked at me and said, isn't this an open bar? So we had a good time. And
good icebreaker.
And it worked. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Okay.
Dorky but cute. All right.
Yeah. So she came up to the bar with me, and even though I had a couple wedding things to do, we hung out for just a little bit and danced and drank for, maybe a half hour or something, and it was a good time.
Okay.
We drank a lot, actually. I drank more than her, but a lot of the night was a blur, so I don't remember a whole lot, but I do remember waking up the next morning in my hotel room, and she was next to me.
Oh.
Ayo.
So it must have gone fairly well then. Yeah.
Bingo.
your pickup line slowly got better as the night went on.
Right.
Like, that's good.
Listen,
that's
I
good.
I must have been drinking and said some really good stuff. I'm not sure.
Right.
The shots were shot.
Yeah. Nice.
So the morning went well too. I mean, very simple stuff. She got dressed and wanted to take a shower, and then she asked if we wanted to get breakfast. So she texted me her number and said, we'll meet up in the lobby after.
Nice.
And we met up, had breakfast, talked more, and I thought we were good.
Okay.
But I texted her and said, right after breakfast, I texted her. We kind of went our separate ways for a little bit and said, nice meeting you. We should hang out again. And she just wrote back, nice to meet you too.
And you haven't heard from her since, probably.
No, and honestly, I didn't want to think too much of it. I know we were busy and tired and hungover, I tried texting her a couple of times and absolutely nothing.
Okay, and things happen at a wedding where it's like, hey, it was fun.
Yeah, one time deal,
one timers, and
I didn't get that vibe though. But yeah, you're right. Okay. I mean, we've all done that, or maybe not, but I just didn't get that vibe.
Okay.
So things were great all night and into the breakfast, and then something after the breakfast, or maybe during the breakfast, or maybe, it, again, like we said, just could have been just, hey, it's a one-night wedding time.
And maybe she wasn't feeling good. I don't really know. I just, honestly, after all that and a bunch of, hotel stuff and, just odds, so I figured I'd call and find out.
All right. So we will be glad to give Ashley a call for you. See if we can get her on the phone and sort this out. Meg, your wheels are spinning.
They are. I'm just wondering if she is feeling some buyer's remorse or something.
Oh, that's possible too.
It happens as a chick. I mean, not to me, but other women, I think sometimes are like, what did I just do?
Well, let me tell you, I knocked it out of the box. I'm pretty sure. I don't remember most of it, but I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay. There you go, Rob. We will call Ashley and see if we can help out.
All right, thanks.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, time to play along. You put up your guess. Some guesses already coming in. In GIF form. That's the more fun way to do it.
Yeah, GIF form is the best form on Twitter, KZKX969. And then you can message us, too, on Facebook, KX969.
Exactly. Why do you think Ashley's not getting back with Rob? Was it a one-time wedding thing? Was it something he did or said?
Maybe he smelled weird.
That's a possibility, too. He smelled great at the wedding, but not so much the next morning.
Yeah.
His breath? Does he brush his teeth?
Ew, rank breath.
That's a possibility.
That's a thing.
Get your guesses in Twitter, Facebook, Facebook as well, KX969, to be a part of Datum or Dump 'Em.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix96.9.
So if you're just joining us, it's Rob, who met Ashley at a wedding he was in. Found out she's a friend of the bride. They ended up having a conversation, a beverage or two, and ended up enjoying the evening together. And a little bit of the morning together as well.
Okay.
She wanted to get up, woke up together in his hotel room. Mm-hmm. And she's like, hey, I just want to take a quick shower. Do you want to get breakfast? And so they had breakfast together. And there was a text message afterwards. Hey, nice meeting you. We should hang out sometime. She said, nice meeting you too. Didn't confirm hangout.
I mean, it kind of just sounds like a straight up wedding hookup. I don't know.
That's what it sounds like to you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's find out from Ashley what the issue is.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Ashley.
This is Ashley.
Ashley, hi. It's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going?
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys. What's up?
Hey, Ashley.
What up?
Thanks for listening to the show.
Wow, yeah. Why are you calling me? I'm not dating anybody, so what's going on?
That's what we usually call about either making it right.
Yeah.
Or couples therapy. Yeah, you're not in a relationship. You're not dating anybody. Well, there's a guy you met at a wedding recently and had a good time with, and he was looking to see about getting an actual date with you, and he wanted us to help facilitate that.
So Rob called you?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
You remember Rob?
Yeah. But I'm just going to say right now that I just can't be with a guy who hates cheese.
What?
Who hates what now?
Cheese.
Cheese.
Like, I got cheese on my omelet at breakfast, and he says, oh, God, why would you ruin a perfectly good omelet with gross curdled milk? And I was sitting there going, what? So he went on this huge diatribe about how he doesn't understand why anybody would eat it and how gross cheese is and all that.
He didn't
wait.
He doesn't like cheese.
So cheese, and I seriously debated getting back together with him because I mean
everybody eats things differently. I mean, we know that Coriel is lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Can't do that, so she doesn't do cheese, but she doesn't crumb on other people eating cheese.
Right.
But I mean, he just went off on cheese, and I'm like, what? I mean, that's really good.
So was it more that he just the way he went like in on that, or was it actually just the cheese portion of it?
Also,
like that's
question.
Like a deal breaker.
I mean, he's good at stuff, but
because it would be weird to sit there and hear someone
go
actively
on
hate
and on
cheese
and
that
on.
Much,
like a diet.
You know,
that
like,
would
okay,
be weird.
I'm gonna pull
right?
my
Boy, tell me what you
now.
Really don't like.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
But here's the thing, though. I told my girlfriends at work about him and all the cheese comments that he said, and my friend flat out said, no, you can't, because you eat cheese every day, all day.
Oh, wow.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I cut up cheese blocks for snacks. And I have at least two containers of cottage cheese in the fridge, at work and at home.
Yeah, wow. I mean, so, cheese is a big part of great. A lot of people's. It's a good protein.
Jeez Louise.
You must it have is, some great but, probiotics I mean, to deal with that.
I don't know if I can be with somebody who's, like, completely anti-cheese, because, like, cheese is huge.
Are you from
life.
Wisconsin or something? Like, I have a lot of questions no, about I mean, why you hung up. Why, I don't know. It's like quite the hang up. Like Nick said, my thoughts exactly, what was it just that was just a weird... How crazy he was about being so anti-cheese, but it's literally for you. It's like, you don't like cheese, this is a deal breaker. And that, to me, is weirder.
Maybe she loves her cheese.
I mean, how can you be with somebody who just isn't...
I don't know. I don't chew gum, and I still go on dates. Like, I hate gum.
There must be, like... I guess it's because it is, like, her favorite thing. So, yeah. You know, I guess, like...
I have some questions.
I mean, I would never be able to date an Iowa fan.
Right.
Like, I just would never have
it. Yeah. Too.
You know
what
I mean?
Some questions like, about your regularity, though.
Yeah, some probiotics.
It's fine.
You're fine. Yeah, everything's flowing.
Right. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Well, let's, since you're a fan of the show.
I kind of want to hear this guy's anger at cheese. Like, I want to hear him go off on cheese.
So, Ashley, since you're a fan of the show, you know that Rob's on the phone. Rob, it's about your hatred of cheese.
Rob, convince me to hate cheese right now. Let's hear it.
I shouldn't even have to. You should just hate it naturally.
Well, come on now.
Listen, it gives you stomach indigestion, gives you farts, makes you poop.
Sounds like you're lactose pooping, intolerant
and I like
now.
Farting, though.
It stinks.
Oh.
Are you lactose intolerant, Rob?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, okay. Then I can understand your disdain for the cheese product.
He's angry about
dang,
cheese.
Dang, man.
But do you see where she's coming from on the fact that you went off on cheese for like 5 minutes?
It was three tops, first of all. And I don't think I actually went off on her. I think she just maybe just took it the wrong way because she's just such a big fan.
You know, Rob, I just sat there feeling judged for my breakfast choices the entire time. And,
you might have been. I was a little hungover, and I didn't feel good, and cheese makes me queasy. So
that's so funny.
All right.
I still like you. I don't think I could watch you eat cheese. I'd have to turn away or just eat a different omelet.
Definitely not.
Yeah, he said, you know, why would you ruin a perfectly good omelet with gross curdled milk? I'm eating this thing right now.
Well, that's pretty gross.
Eat your breakfast.
That's true. Yeah, you're trying to ruin it. Yeah.
Listen, not on a first date, Rob. Sorry.
He doesn't remember saying it. Okay.
People don't forget, Rob.
Yeah. Well, I think
maybe.
I don't know if this is a good match. Anyway, I mean, you guys sound like you had a good time, but I mean, Ashley, or would you want to go on another date with Rob?
No, not if he's going to judge my food choices. No.
Okay, Rob, are you going to judge your food choices?
Probably.
We can get you guys a gift card to the Cheesecake Factory.
They have more than cheese there.
No. Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Yeah, cheese. There you go, man.
Sounds ridiculous. I get it.
It's so ridiculous.
People will
again,
die on that hill. I mean, that's their hill.
They will.
They're going to die on that hill saying, no, cheese is a terrible thing.
Like,
it's the end of days when it comes to cheese. Ashley, thank you for taking our call and for listening to the show. We appreciate you being on with us.
You guys are still awesome.
and Rob, we appreciate you listening. Thank you for reaching out. Good luck with your anti-cheese campaign. And also dating.
There you go.
Well, not everybody likes cheese.
Hey, it's true. It is very true. It is very true. Yep. Well, thank you both for being on the show, and good luck.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
May the dairy odds be ever in your favor.
Thank you.